以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada 所做的讲座，内容不加梵格原意，第七章，世界八到十四，时间1966年10月2日，地点纽约。
Rasoham Apsukantya Prabhasmi Sashisurjaya Pranas Sarvideshu Sattakhek Paurasang Nishu。Now Lord Krishna is describing how you become Krishna conscious fully in every step of your life.
这里主 Krishna 在描述你怎样能够在生活的每一步中都具有全部的 Krishna 知觉。
This verse we have been discussing last day that Rasoham Apsukantya.
这个世界我们上次讨论过了。
Now this glass of water, the taste, the juice of this water is Krishna.
这一杯水，这水的滋味是 Krishna。
You cannot, when you are thirsty, this water given by God, there is no other replacement.
当你渴的时候，这个水是由神提供的，没有其他的东西能够替代。
If somebody offers me instead of water, you drink gold. No, this water is required.
如果有人对我说，不用喝水，你可以喝金子，不，所需要的是水。
The taste of the water is so nice that when I am thirsty, I require water.
水的滋味是这么好。当我渴的时候，我需要水。
No manufacturer can create this taste of the water.
没有工厂制造这水的滋味。
Therefore, which is not possible to produce by any human being, that is God.
因此，任何人都不能制造的东西，那便是神的。
The Rasoham Apsukantya. We can remember Krishna and God.When we drink water, because nobody can avoid drinking water.
当我们喝水的时候，我们可以记起 Krishna， 记神，因为没有人能够避免喝水。
So, God consciousness is there. How can you forget?
因此有对神的知觉，你怎么会忘呢？
Rasoham Apsukantya Prabhasmi Sashisurjaya.When there is some illumination, you want to come here? Yes, please. When there is some illumination, that illumination is also Krishna.
当有一些光亮的时候，那光亮也是 Krishna.
The original effulgence.Is Brahma Jyoti.
最初的光灿是 Brahma Jyoti.
That is in the spiritual sky.
那是在灵性的天空。
This material sky is covered. Therefore, the nature of this material sky is darkness.
这个物质天空是被覆盖的，因此这个物质天空的本性是黑暗。
Now at night, we are.Experiencing the real nature of this material world. It is darkness.
在晚上的时候，我们能体验到这物质世界真正的本性，那是黑暗。
Artificially, it is being illuminated by the sun, by the moon, by the electricity. Otherwise, it is darkness.
它只是人为的被太阳、月亮和电光所照明。不然的话，它是黑暗。
So this illumination is God. We have to understand this illumination.
因此，这照明也是神。我们要理解这些照明。
Now how this illumination is coming?
那么这照明是从哪里来的呢
？Originally, in the spiritual sky, just like the sun has its shining forth.Which he calls sun sign, similarly, and from the kingdom of God, there is a shining which is called Brahma Jyoti.
最初是在灵性天空，正如太阳有发光的能力，我们称之为阳光。同样的，在神的国度，那里也有发光，被称为 Brahma Jyoti。
The Brahma Jyoti is reflected by the sun. The moon is reflected by the sun. Sun is reflection of Brahma Jyoti, and moon is reflection of the sun.
阳光是 Brahma Jyoti 的反射，月光是阳光的反射。
Everyone, you know, the stars glittering, stars, they are also reflection of the sun.
你们都知道，那些闪烁的星星，也是阳光的反射。
Similarly, this electricity is also a reflection of sun.
同样的，这电光也是阳光的反射。
The diamond, the jewels, everything, that is reflection of sun.
金刚石、宝石，一切都是反射阳光。
That's all right. So, Krishna said, Prabhasmi Sashi Surjaya, Sashi.Sashi means the moon.
因此 Krishna 说 Prabhasmi Shashi Surya Shashi 意思是月亮
and Surya, Surya means the sun.
Surya 意思是太阳
and in the spiritual world there is no need of sun and moon.
在灵性世界不需要太阳和月亮
na tatra bhasayati Surya na sasanta na pavaka. In the spiritual worldThere is no need of sun, there is no need of moon, there is no need of electricity.
在灵性世界不需要太阳，不需要月亮，不需要电。
Because in the spiritual sky, everything is illuminated. So there is no need.
因为在灵性世界一切都是发光的，所以不需要。
So we can remember God or Krishna.When you see some illuminating property.
这样，当你看到一些发光的能力的时候，你可以记起神 Krishna.
Pranama sarvabedesu. When we chant Vedic mantra, Om tadvishnam paramam padam sadapashyanti suraya, Om bhubhuvasata savidu varannam bhargurdevasa dhimahi. Now this Omkar, Om, that is the beginning.
当我们唱 Vedic 伟达曼陀的时候，这个 Omkara Om 是在一开始。
This Omkara is addressing.
这个 Omkara 是用来称呼。
Just like we are addressing Hare Krishna, this is also addressing. Oh Hara, Oh Krishna.
正如我们称呼 Hare Krishna, 这是称呼 Oh Hara, Oh Krishna.
This Omkara is also addressing.
这个 Omkara 也是称呼。
So this Omkara is Krishna, is God.
这个 Omkara 是 Krishna, 是 God, 是神。
Pranama sarvabedesu sabdakhe paurasam nishu. And sabda means sound.
Shabda 意思是声音。
Whenever you hear some sound, you should know this is vibration of the transcendental sound.
当你听见声音的时候，你应该知道这是超然人的声音的震荡。
The sound which we are vibrating, that is pure spiritual sound.
我们所发出的声音是纯粹的灵性的声音。
But any sound in the material world, that is reflection of that spiritual sound.
但是这个物质世界的声音是那个灵性声音的倒影。
So when you hear sound, you can remember God.
因此当你听见声音的时候，你可以记起神。
When you drink water, you can remember God.
当你喝水的时候，你可以记起神。
When you see some illumination, you can remember God.
当你看到一些光亮的时候，你可以记起神。
And when you chant some mantra, some hymn, that also you can remember God.
当你唱诵一些曼陀、一些祷文的时候，你也可以记起神。
So where you cannot remember God? Everywhere.
因此，在哪里你不能记起神呢？在一切地方都可以。
This is Krishna consciousness, God consciousness. All is.
这是神 Krishna 的知觉，神的知觉。
24 hours, we can remember Krishna.
一天二十四小时我们可以记着 Krishna。
That remembrance means that Krishna is with me. Krishna is already with me. But as soon as we remember, that is factual.
这种记忆意味着 Krishna 和我在一起， Krishna 已经和我在一起了，但是当你能记起的时候，那是确凿的。
Because devotional service,
因为奉献服务是
Sevanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Mandanam, Dasyam. There are 9 different processes of associating with God.
有九种不同的方式和神联谊。
The first preliminary association is Sevanam.
第一步初步的联谊是 Sevanam.
Just like you are hearing, you are kindly hearing the speeches of Lord Krishna.
正如你们在听，你们在很好的聆听主 Krishna 的讲话。
That means you are associating with Krishna or God.
这意味着你们是在和 Krishna 神联谊。
Always remember when you speak of Krishna, Krishna means God.
要记住，当我们讲 Krishna 的时候 ，Krishna 意思是神。
So, because we are hearing, we are associating with God.
因为我们是在听，我们是在和神联谊。
And as we are associating with God, then our material contamination is being reduced.
而当我们和神联谊的时候，我们的物质污染被减少了。
Sinnatam sagata Krishna punna sabana kirtana. As we go on hearing,then the contamination which we have acquired in this material world, that is being reduced.
你不断地聆听，那么你从这个物质世界里获得的污染便被减少了。
So by the association of God in this way, by consciousness, that here is God, here is Krishna, in sound there is Krishna, in the taste of the water there is Krishna, in the illumination there is Krishna. So,How can I avoid Krishna?
通过和神进行这种联谊，通过知觉，这里是神，这里是 Krishna， 在声音中有 Krishna， 在水的滋味中是 Krishna， 在光亮中是 Krishna， 这样你怎么能避免 Krishna 呢？
Every step you can remember Krishna.
在每一处你都能记住 Krishna.
And if you can remember in that way,Then your association is permanent. 24 hours, your association is Krishna.
如果你那样记着的话，那么你和 Krishna 的联谊是永恒的，一天二十四小时的。
The association with Krishna means that's like association with daylight, sunshine. There is no question of contamination.
和 Krishna 的联谊就好比和阳光的联谊一样，不存在污染的问题。
If you get sunshine always.You'll never be ultraviolet rays. That is scientific truth. If you are always in the sunshine, there will be no disease.
如果你总能得到阳光，那么你并不会得病。科学上也知道有紫外线。如果你总在阳光之下，并不会有疾病。
This is a practical fact that modern medical science they approve a disease incurable.They recommend just lie down on the sunshine.
这是个实际的事实，在现代医学中，如果他们发现一种病是不可治愈的，他们便推荐只要躺在阳光底下。
Yes, it is a fact.
这是一个事实。
And the Vedic rules, one man who is diseased, he worships sun.
在伟大的规则之中，如果一个人生病了，他便崇拜太阳。
That means he has to.Come into the sunshine, and naturally disease will be cured.
这意味着他得到阳光底下，而且那么自然的他的疾病便被治愈了。
Similarly, as you associate with sunshine, you are cured of all diseases. Similarly, if you associate with Krishna, always by consciousness, there is no trouble.
正如如果你和阳光联谊，你就便能治愈一切的疾病。同样的，如果你和 Krishna 联谊，总是通过知觉联谊，那便不会有困难。
There is no material trouble.
便不会有物质的困难。
Try it.
试一下。
Simply by sounding Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. not only sounding, this is also going on. At the same time, this consciousness.
只要通过念诵 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, 不仅是声音，而且在同时也有这个知觉。
This water is Krishna. The taste of the water is Krishna. The sound is Krishna. This illumination is Krishna.
即这水是 Krishna, 这水的滋味是 Krishna, 这声音是 Krishna, 这照明是 Krishna.
In this way, you have to practice.
你要用这种方式去练习。
The only thing is that our present stage is forgetfulness.
我们在现在这个状态只不过是遗忘。
The forgetfulness, that's all.
我们遗忘了，仅此而已。
So, we have to revive. We have to revive our spiritual life, our spiritual consciousness.
因此我们必须要恢复，我们要恢复我们的灵性生活，灵性知觉。
And the simple process is,
简单的方法便是舍万能。
This act which you are performing, this is approved by Lord Chaitanya.
你们在进行的这一活动是由主 Chaitanya 所批准的。
Tane sita sutigatam tanumang manovi. When Lord Chaitanya was speaking with Ramananda Rai, he'sa great friend of Lord Chaitanya and great devotee, just like Krishna and Arjuna.
当主 Chaitanya 在和 Ramananda Roy 讲话的时候， Ramananda Roy 是主 Chaitanya 的一个伟大的朋友，伟大的奉献者，就像 Krishna 和 Arjuna 一样。
So, Ramananda Roy was explaining about gradual development of spiritual life.
Ramananda Roy 在讲述灵性生活的不断的发展。
So,He recommended so many things, varnasram dharma, sannyas, and renunciation of work.
他推荐了许多，例如 varnasram dharma, sannyas, 弃绝工作。
Lord Chaitanya says, no, it is not so good, it is not so good, it is not so good.
主 Chaitanya 说，不，这不够好，这不够好，这也不够好。
In this way, when he was...Lord Ramananda Roy, he was proposing something that this is the system of promoting spiritual consciousness, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was rejected. No, no, you say something more, better than.
就这样，当 Ramananda Roy 推荐某个东西，说，这是提升灵性知觉的方法，就 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 便拒绝，不，不，你要再讲一些比这更好。
Then he was proposing another.
然后他便再提出另外一点，另外一点。
And the eighth stage, when Ramananda Rai cited one verse from the Vedic literature,
在第八部的时候 ，Ramananda Rai 从伟大文献中引述了一个世界。
This literature is Jnana Priyatam Udapasana Mantaiva Sanamukharitang Bhavadiya Vartam Thane Sthita Sutigatang Tanumang Manovi. J. Prayasa Jita Jitapasi Taistilakyam. The purport of this verse is that Jnana Priyatam Udapasya, one should give up his unnecessary endeavor for philosophical speculation about God.
这个世界的要旨是 Jnana Priyatam Udapasya, 应该放弃他的毫无必要的关于神的哲学推敲。
One should give it up.
应该放弃它。
Jnana Priyatam, because by speculation you cannot reach to the ultimate truth.
因为通过臆测你不能够到达终极的真理。
How far? How can just suppose we are speculating? Very great scientists are speculating about the nature of the moon from here.
你能走多远呢？你怎么能呢？正如我们在预测，一些伟大的科学家们都在这里预测太阳、月亮的本性。
But they are speculating. They have not come to any conclusion.
但他们只是在预测，他们得不出任何结论。
So you go on speculating, which you have no experience. You go on speculating, but the real nature of that thing will never come to you.
你可以继续预测你从来没有体验过的东西。你可以继续预测，但那些东西的真正本性，你永远得不到。
So Jnana Pirasa, especially for understanding God or God consciousness, speculation is useless.
特别是理解神，神知觉，臆测是毫无用处的。
So Lord Chaitanya, I mean to say, the Bhagavad says, the Jnana Pirasa Upasa, that sort of endeavor, speculating, should be given up.
因此巴国特说应该放弃那种臆测的努力。
Namant Eva, you just become submissive.
Namant Eva, 你只需要变得顺从。
You just become submissive, that what I am. I'm insignificant creature in this universe.
只要变得顺从，我是谁呢？我只是这个宇宙中一个微不足道的生物。
This world, this earth is an insignificant point in the universe.
这个世界，这个地球，只是这个宇宙中微不足道的一簇。
And within this earth, the America is a small spot.
在这个地球上，美国也只是一小块地方。
And within America, this New York City is another small spot.
在美国里面，这纽约城也只不过是一小点。
And in this New York City, I am there.So what is my importance?
而我是在这个纽约城中，那我有什么重要性呢？
So we should understand that we are very insignificant in comparison to the creation of the whole cosmic situation and God.
因此我们应该理解，和整个的物质创造相比，和神相比，我们是非常非常微不足道的。
So we should be very submissive.
因此我们应该非常顺从。
We should understand our position.
我们应该理解我们的地位。
Artificially, you should not be fucked up, the frog philosophy.
我们不应该人为的变得骄傲、趾高气扬，正如青蛙哲学。
The frog philosophy is that a frog in the well, he was informed about the Atlantic Ocean by his friend.
青蛙哲学讲的是，在井里有一只青蛙。他的一个朋友告诉他关于大西洋的事情。
And the frog, he inquired from his what is that Atlantic Ocean?
这个青蛙问他啊，那个大西洋是怎么样
it is a huge, vast span of water.
哦，那是一个巨大无比的水体。
Now the frog is in the well. He is thinking, it may be double than this well, or it may be triple than this well.Or 100 times.
这个井里的青蛙变香，那可能是两倍这个井这么大，或者三倍，或者100倍。
In this way calculating.
他就这样的算计。
But do you think by such calculation the frog will ever come to the conclusion of how length and breadth is of an Atlantic Ocean?
但你想通过这种推敲，这青蛙能够得出结论，大西洋有多长多宽吗
？So this is all frog philosophy.
那只是青蛙哲学。
We are very tiny. Our knowledge, power of speculating is limited, always.
我们是非常渺小的，我们的知识、臆测的能力总是非常有限的。
So we cannot speculate about the supreme.
因此我们不应该臆测自尊。
This is a useless waste of time.
这是毫无用处的浪费时间。
Therefore, Bhagavad says.You give up this process of speculating.
因此巴国特总说到要放弃这一臆测的方法。
Jnana Prayasam Udapasya, give it up.
放弃它。
Then, what is next?
那下一步是什么呢？
Now be submissive.
要服从，顺从。
Be submissive. Then, alright, let me become submissive. Then, next,
下一步呢？好吧，我可以变得顺从。那下一步呢
？Next, Jnana Prayasa Upasa Namanta Eva Sanamukharitanga Bhavadiya Varta. You just try to understand, just try to hear the message of God.
你只要试着去理解、去聆听神的信息。
The message of God is just like Bhagavad Gita or Bible, any as you like.
神的信息指的是不加凡歌或圣经等等，看你喜欢哪个。
Just try to hear. 三木的当巴当当里来说
就是的从觉悟的灵魂那里去聆听
啊 just like the truths of Bible was spoken by Lord Jesus Christ or Krishna
正如圣经的真理是由主耶稣基督所讲述的或者 Krishna 讲
any whatever you like you hear
无论你喜欢哪个你去聆听
啊 jnani prasamud pasanamanta eva sanmukhitam bhavagya vartam but you must hear about the supreme personality of God and nothing more
但是你必须要聆听至尊人格神而没有其他的东西
that should be your purpose
这应该成为你的职业
then what will be the result the result will be sthanasthita in whatever condition you are that doesn't matter
那么结果是什么呢结果便是 sthanasthita 无论你在什么状况都不要紧
Oh, I am very poor man, that doesn't matter.
我是个非常穷的人，那不要紧。
Oh, I am very rich man, doesn't matter.
我非常富裕，那也不要紧。
Oh, I am European, doesn't matter. I am Indian, doesn't matter.
我是欧洲人，那不要紧。我是印度人，那也不要紧。
I am born very low, or doesn't matter.
我出身非常低，那也不要紧。
Anything, unconditional.
一切，无条件限制的。
If women, whatever you are, that doesn't matter. If you simply hear, Sanesthita Sutigatamatun, if you simply give your oral reception to this transcendental word, then the result will be that God, who can never be conquered, will conquer God.
无论你是什么，你还是那样，这都不要紧。只要你去聆听，用你的耳朵去聆听那超然的话语，结果便是你能够征服神。虽然神是不能够被征服的
How you conquer? You conquer by love
你怎么征服呢你通过爱来征服
God cannot be conquered but he can be conquered by love
神是不能被征服的但他是能被爱征服的
Just like Arjun Arjun was a friend of Krishna How he conquered?
正如Arjuna Arjuna 是 Krishna 的朋友他是怎么征服的呢
The Krishna became his driver. The personality of Godhead, who is the supreme, everyone's master, he became a menial servant of Arjuna.
Krishna 成了他的驾车夫的人格神他是自尊一切人的主人他成了 Arjuna 的地下的仆人。
God is so lovable and he reciprocates his love in this way.
神是这么的可爱他是这样的交换他的爱、
so you can conquer
因此你能够征服
That's like Krishna became the son of Nanda Maharaj and when he was child he took the shoes of Nanda Maharaj on his head just like child play
正如 Krishna 成了 Nanda Maharaj 的儿子当他是孩子的时候他就像一个孩子一样玩耍把 Nanda Maharaj 的鞋子放在他头上
So these are symptoms of conquering God.
这些都是征服了神的迹象。
What is you are trying to become one with God, or you can become father of God. You can become father of God.
你想要和神合而为一吗？你可以成为神的父亲，你可以成为神的父亲。
God has no father, but he accepts his devotee, his lover.Oh, you are my father.
神没有父亲，但是他接受他的奉献者，他的爱人。你是我的父亲。
So that is the question. So, if this process is followed, simply hearing oral reception sincerely, then by this process, whatever position I may be, I can conquer the Supreme Lord. He agrees to be conquered.
这个过程是仅仅通过聆听用耳朵去听真诚的那么通过这一方法无论我处于什么样的处境都不要紧我可以征服自尊的主他同意被征服
This Krishna consciousness should be spread
这个 Krishna 世界应该得到传播
It is very easy
它是非常容易的
You drink water you remember Krishna
你喝水你记起 Krishna
You hear something Suppose there are so many sounds that are occurring in the street. But if you know that this sound is Krishna, then in every step you will feel Krishna.
你听到一些东西，比如说在街上有这么多声音，但你知道这声音是 Krishna， 这样在每一步你都能感觉到 Krishna。
Then again he says, Punna Danda Priti Vyancha Tejas Chatmi Vibhavaso Jeevanam Sarva Bhuteshu Tapas Chatmi Tapas Shishi. He's describing more elaborately.
他在更详尽的描述。
How is that? Now, Punna Danda Priti Vyancha Punna Danda means flavor. The flavor.Any flavor, that is Krishna, that is God.
Punyaganda 意思是气味，任何气味那都是 Krishna 是神。
You cannot create any flavor.
你不能创造任何气味。
Synthetically, we may create some scent, but that is not as good as natural scent.
我们可以合成一些香味，但那不如自然的香味那么好。
So that is when you have a good flavor.You can remember, here is God, here is Krishna.
因此当你闻到好的香味的时候，你可以记起，这是神，这是 Krishna.
When there is some natural beauty, you can understand, here is Krishna.
当你看到一些自然的美丽，你可以理解，这里 Krishna.
And when there is something uncommon, very powerful, wonderful, You can understand, here is Krishna.
当有一些不同寻常的、非常有力量的、美妙的事物，你可以理解，这是 Krishna.
And when there is life, Jivanam, as long a tree lives, as long a man lives, as long a animal lives, so you understand, this life is part and parcel of Krishna.
还有生命，只要看到有活着的活着的树木。活着的人，活着的动物，你可以理解，这一生命是 Krishna 的所属部分。
As soon as the part and parcel of Krishna, the spark is taken away from that body, everything goes.
这 Krishna 的所属部分，这一火花，被拿出了这个躯体，那么一切都结束了。
No meaning.
不再有含义了。
So nice brain, we are acting.Sir Isaac Newton, Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose.
不管是多好的大脑，例如伊萨克·牛顿的或者加格迪希·强德·波斯。
But as soon as that small particle of Krishna's part and parcel is removed from this body, no more Sir Isaac Newton working. Finish.
但是，一旦这 Krishna 的小的粒子这所属部分被移出了这个躯体，那边不再有。伊萨克牛顿先生。
Jivanam sarva bhutanam. He is alive. He is alive. We can see his every step, God.
因此 Jivanam sarva bhutanam, 他是生命。我们在每一处都能看到神。
People say, can you show me God? Yes, God is seen in so many ways.
人们问，你能把神给我看吗？是的，可以。神可以用这么多方式去看。
You just try to see.
你只要试着去看。
If you close your eyes, that I shall not see God, then who can show you?
如果你闭上眼睛，我不要看神，那谁能让你看呢？
But you can see God in every step. Jivanam sarvabhuteshu tapaschasmi tapasthishu.
但你在每一处都能看到神。
Tapaschasmi, any kind of penance.Any kind of perseverance, that is also God.
任何一种苦行，任何一种坚持，那也是神。
Tapaschasmi tapasthishu, bijam mam sarvabhutanam vidhi prartha sanatanam. Bijam means seed.
还有 bijam, bijam 意思是种子。
The seed is sanatan, that is eternal.
这种子是 sanatana, 那是永恒的。
Sanatana means eternal.
Sanatana 意思是永恒的。
There is a gigantic tree, but what is the platform? What is the background of this gigantic tree? Seed, that is small seed. that mustard-like grain seed, that is this.
如果有一棵巨大的树木，那么它的出生背景是什么呢？是种子，是像芥末大小那样种子。
Background of this large tree.
就是这个巨大树木的出生背景。
Bijangamang, sarvabhutanang, vidhi partha sanatanam. And that seed is eternal.
那种子是永恒的。
The seed within me, within you, everyone, the seed is there.
在我之中的种子，在你之中的，在每个人中的，都有种子。
And as soon as the seed takes place in the mother's womb,The seed becomes so fructified, little by little.
而当这个种子到了母亲的子宫中，这种子便开始发育，一点一点的。
Then it comes out.
然后它便出来。
When it is properly developed with hands and legs and eyes, it comes out from the mother's womb.
当它长好了手臂、腿、眼睛之后，它便从母亲的子宫中出来。
Then again develops.Again, develops. He becomes a boy. He becomes a youth. He becomes a, so many things. Changes everything.
然后继续发育，不断发育，从一个孩子，成为一个青年人，继续这么多，变了一切。
But that seed is permanent.
但那种子是永恒的。
The body is changing, but the seed is there. That
这个躯体在改变，但那个种子在那里。
So it is sanatana.
因此它是 sanatana。
It is very easy to understand how we change our body.
我们怎么样在改变身体，这是很容易理解的。
We are changing our body every moment, imperceptibly.
我们在每一时刻都在改变躯体，不可见的。
Imperceptibly we are changing our body, every moment, every second.
不可察觉的，我们一直在改变躯体，在每一时刻，每一秒钟。
The change of body is a fact.
因此改变躯体是个事实。
Therefore, that bijam, that small particle spark of spirit, that is sanatana.
因此那个 bijam, 那个小的粒子，灵性的火花，那是 sanatana。
This body is changing. Now, when it is changed to another body, that means transmigration of the soul from one body to another.
这个躯体是在改变。那么当它变成另外一个躯体，那便意味着灵魂从一个躯体到另一个躯体的转世。
This is a fact, and it is not very difficult to understand.
这是个事实，而且这并不难理解。
We are changing our body every moment.
我们在每一个时刻都在改变躯体。
Bijangamang sarvabhutanang vidhi partasana buddhi buddhimatamasmi. One who is very intelligent.That intelligence, extraordinary intelligence, must be considered. He's Krishna.
如果一个人非常智慧，那么他的出乎寻常的智慧，应该被认为是，这是 Krishna.
Without being especially favored by Krishna, nobody can become extraordinarily intelligent.
没有 Krishna 的特别的恩惠，没有人能够变得出奇的智慧。
Anyone, everyone is trying that I shall be more intelligent than my friend, my other. But without Krishna's, special favor, nobody can become extraordinarily intelligent.
每个人都试图变得，我要变得比我的朋友、比其他人更智慧。但是没有 Krishna 的特别的恩惠，没有人能够变得非常智慧。
Therefore.Wherever you find extraordinarily intelligent, you should consider, there is Krishna.
因此，当你看到有出乎寻常的智慧，你应该知道，那里有 Krishna.
This is Krishna concept.
这是 Krishna 世界。
Buddhi buddhimata amasmi tejas tejasinam maham. One who is very influential. That influence is Krishna.
一个非常有影响力的人。那种影响力也是 Krishna.
That influence, that particular influence of a particular man, that is also Krishna.
那个特定的人的特定的影响力，那也是 Krishna.
Balang balotam chaham. One is very strong, stout and strong. That particular strength is also Krishna.
如果一个人非常的强壮健壮，那么那种特别的力量也是 Krishna。
Just like an elephant, he's very strong, and more than elephant, the gorilla is still more strong.
正如大象非常的强壮，大猩猩比大象还要强壮。
That strength, far from, where from it gets strength?
那种力量它从哪里得到的呢？
Now suppose I am a human being, I cannot get such strength by my own endeavor. But I can get strength 10,000 times more than the elephant if Krishna favors.
我是一个人，我不可能通过自己的努力得到这样的力量，但是如果 Krishna 恩赐的话，我可以得到像一万头大象那样的力量。
That was strength, just like Bhima. Bhima had strength 10,000 times than an elephant.
比如说 Bhima 有一万头大象的力量。
You are so strong.
他是那么的强壮。
There is no question of not believing.
这里不存在不相信的问题。
Because as I find, you are stronger than me.And he is stronger than you. Similarly, there are many degrees of strength.
正如我发现你比我强壮，但他比你强壮，同样的有不同程度的力量。
Now these degrees of strength is Krishna.
这不同等级的力量是 Krishna.
So you can understand Krishna. Without Krishna's favor, nobody can be stronger than the other.
因此你可以理解 Krishna. 没有 Krishna 的恩赐，一个人不可能比另外一个人更强壮。
So, balam balabatam asmi, kamarag vivarjita, kama means desire.
Kama 意思是欲望。
Rag vivarjita, without attraction.
Rag vivarjita, 不受吸引的。
Desire with attraction, that is Krishna.
不受吸引的欲望，那是 Krishna。
Desire with attraction, how it can be possible?
有欲望却不受吸引，这怎么可能呢？
Desire with attraction. Whenever we desire something, I want some young girl. I desire. Desire means I've got attraction.
当我们欲望什么东西的时候，比如说我想要一个年轻的姑娘，我有这样欲望。欲望意味着我受到了吸引。
But desire without attraction, how it is possible? Can you explain?
那么，有欲望却不受吸引，那怎么可能呢？你能解释吗
？Yes. Desire without attraction means Krishna consciousness.
可以的。欲望不受吸引，这意味着 Krishna 的知觉。
I desire for Krishna's benefit.Not for my benefit. That is desire without attraction.
我欲望东西是为了 Krishna 的利益，不是为了我自己的利益，那便是有欲望不受吸引。
So there are kamarag vivarjitam. Kamarag vivarjitam dharma viruddha bhuteshu kamosmi bharata sabha. And lust which is not against religious principle.That is also I am.
还有色欲，我是不违背宗教原则的色欲。
What is that lust?
那色欲是什么呢？
Lust means generally means sex life.
通常的色欲指性生活。
Sex life, which is not against religious principle, that is Krishna.
不违背宗教原则的性生活，那是 Krishna.
How it is religious principle, sex life?
性生活是怎么样的宗教原则呢？
Yes, sex life is religious principle in this way, that when you want a good child, in that sense, if you undertake sex life, that is sanction.
这样的性生活是符合宗教原则的，即你想要一个有好的孩子，那样的话，如果你进行性生活，那是被批准的。
That is religion.
那是宗教。
And without that, everything sex life is non-religious.
那如果不是这样，其他的性生活都是非宗教的。
If you can produce a good child, you can have 1,000 times sexual intercourse. But if you produce cats and dogs, don't take
如果你能够生育好的孩子，你可以进行一千次性生活，但如果你生育猫狗，那不要进行性生活。
That is irreligious.
那是非宗教的。
So here it is stated, the dharma viruddha bhuteshu. Therefore, for sex life, dharma is marriage.
因此这里说到，对于性生活，达摩是婚姻。
In the human society, there is marriage.
在人类社会中有婚姻。
In the animal society, there is no marriage.
在动物社会中没有婚姻。
They indulge in sex life, anyway, because they are animals.
他们以任何方式沉迷于性生活，因为他们是动物。
But in human society, either Hindu society or Muslim society or Christian society or any society, any civilized society, there is the marriage.
但是在人类社会中，不论是印度社会或穆斯林社会或基督教社会，在任何开化的社会中，都有婚姻。
So the marriage.Sex life by marriage is religious.
因此对婚姻中的性生活是宗教性的。
And sex life without marriage, that is irreligious.
而没有婚姻的性生活那是非宗教的。
So, here Krishna says, the sex life of a dharma viruddha, which is not against religious principle, that is half.
因此对 Krishna 说我是那不违背宗教原则的性生活。
So there is no harm to become a householder.
当一个居士并没有坏处。
It is not that I am a sannyasi, I have given a household life.
我是一个三牙嘴，我放弃了家居生活。
And one person who is a householder, there is no difference.
而有的人是居士，这并没有区别。
Provided it is on the principle of religion.
只要是基于宗教的原则。
I am a sannyasi, I am forbidden to make any association with women.
我是三牙嘴，我是禁止有和妇女的任何联谊的。
I cannot talk even with women in a lonely place.
我甚至不能和女人在一个僻静的地方讲话。
That is forbidden.
那是禁止的。
I cannot talk with women.
我不能和一个妇女谈话。
I will give you.practical example.
我给你一个实际的例子。
When my Guru Maharaj, my spiritual master was living,
当我的 Guru Maharaj, 我的灵性导师在世的时候，
and speaking about 50 years before,
我在讲的大概是五十年以前。
We are all young men at that time, and one of my god brother, he was also young man, Dr. Audhvari Kapoor.
我们在那时候都是年轻人，我有一个灵性兄弟，他也是个年轻人 ，O.B. Kapoor 医生。
And his wife was also young.
他的妻子也非常年轻。
So, his wife wanted to speak with my Guru Maharaj.
他的妻子想和我的 Guru Maharaj 讲话。
My Guru Maharaj was at that time not less than 60 or more than that.
我的 Guru Maharaj 那时候至少有60岁了，或者更多。
And the girl, my friend's wife.He was not more than 22 years.
而这个姑娘，我朋友的妻子，她还不到22岁。
But actually, she was just like his granddaughter.
事实上，她就像他的孙女一样。
But she proposed, Sir, I wanted to speak with you something confidentially.
她提议说，先生，我想和你机密地说一些事情。
My Guru Maharaj said, Oh.No, no, I cannot speak with you confidentially. You can speak whatever you like, you hear.
我的 Guru Maharaj 说，啊，不不，我不能和你机密的谈话，你可以在这里讲你想说的。
Just see. I cannot speak. The so much age difference, so much, affections, still he refused. No, no, I cannot talk with you confidentially. Because you are woman.
尽管年纪差别这么大，尽管他对他这么多慈爱，但他仍旧说：“啊不，我不能和你亲密的谈话，因为你是位妇女。”
So a sannyasi is forbidden, not to talk even in private place with women.
因此，sannyasi 是不能在僻静的地方和妇女谈话的。
But a householder if he associates over and that marriage die, then it is religion.
但如果一个居士在婚姻之下和妇女联谊，那是符合宗教的。
And without this is irreligious.
如果不是这样，便是非宗教的。
And that irreligious sex life is God.
而符合宗教原则的性生活是神。
Religious sex life is God.
宗教性的性生活是神。
This will be followed.
这应该被追随。
If we, every one of us reading Bhagavad Gita, every one of us, at least so far India is concerned, that is a different thing.
我们每个人都在读《波迦梵歌》，在印度的情况是不同。
America also, I find, so many American gentlemen they read Bhagavad Gita.
我在美国也发现有许多先生们，他们在读《波迦梵歌》。
But I am afraid if they are reading Bhagavad Gita and so scrutinizingly, as it is stated here, dharma viriddha bhuteshu kamasmi bharatastha. Sex life, which is not against religious principle, that is I.
但我想，如果他们非常仔细的读《波迦梵歌》，他们能在这里发现，我是不违反宗教原则的性生活。
So, and I'm to say, regulated sex life, marriage life, that is Krishna.
因此，在受规范的性生活。婚姻的生活中，那是 Krishna。
That is not without Krishna. That is Krishna.
在那里不是没有 Krishna， 那是 Krishna。
Then he says, "Jeyo sasika bhava, rajasa tamasasya jey matra eviti tanvitte natu ham tesu mai." Now one may question, then.If you are particularly, your personality of God is Supreme God, you are speaking that you are sound, you are this light, you are this pranava, you are this bija, you are also kama, so many things. So, do you mean to say that you are simply in goodness? And what about the other things? Because there are three qualities of the material world.The modes of goodness and the modes of passion and the modes of darkness.
这里一个人可能问，你是自尊人格神，你在讲你是声音，你是光，你是 pranava， 你是 bija， 你还是 karma， 这么多，你是不是说你只是在善良形态中呢？那么其他的东西呢？因为物质世界有三个形态：善良形态、情欲形态和黑暗形态。
Now, so far Krishna has described himself that any good thing.
Krishna 到现在为止描述的那都是好的东西。
Sex life, sex life, with marriage is a good.
正如在婚姻中的性生活那是好的。
That's all right, you are. What about other things?
一个人可以问，好吧，你是这些，那么其他的东西呢？
Then Krishna replied.
那是 Krishna 在这里回答了。
He.Automatically says that the jetaiva sattika bhava rajasas tamasasya je.
他自动地说了这个事情。
Whatever there are in this material world, you will find interaction of three qualities only: goodness, passion, and ignorance.
无论这个物质世界里有的是什么，我们发现只是三种形态的反应：善良、情欲和愚昧。
All manifestations that you are observing, they are different combination of these three qualities.
你观察到的一切展示，都是这三种形态的不同的组合。
Now that can be made into nine. Three into three equal to nine. Nine into nine equal to 81, and so on. Go on diluting.
而那可以变成九，三乘三得九，九乘九得八十一。这样继续下去，不断的稀释。
But the main background is that three qualities.
但主要的背景是这三种形态。
The Lord says, so whatever qualities are there, jetaiva sattika bhava rajasa tamasa je, either goodness or passion or ignorance. Matta eviti tan vidhi. They are all produced from me.
因此这里主说, 无论什么样的形态, 无论是善良, 情欲或愚昧, 都是由我产生的。
They are all produced from me.
他们都是从我产生的。
How is that? Natu aham tesu te mai. That they are, because they are produced from me, therefore they are standing. Their position is in me, but I am not there.
因为他们是由我产生的, 因此他们都在于我, 但我并不在那里。
I am transcendent.
我是超然的。
So, in another sense, even the bad thing, evil thing, which is produced out of ignorance, that is also Krishna.
换句话说, 即便是坏的事物, 邪恶的事物, 是由愚昧产生的, 那也是 Krishna。
But when it is applied by Krishna?
什么时候是这样呢? 是当这是由 Krishna 所采用的时候。
How it is that? Practical example.
为什么这样呢? 举个实际的例子。
Now, an electrical engineer, he is producing electricity energy.
一个电力工程师, 他在发电, 能量。
Now, you are feeling at your home, in the refrigerator it is cold, and in the heater it is hot.
你在家里会发现, 冰箱里是冷的, 而加热器是热的。
But in the original generating a station, it is electricity.
但是在发电站, 在原来的发电站, 它只是电。
It is neither cold, neither hot.
它不是冷的, 也不是热的。
So these qualitative manifestations of the world, they are different for me.
因此这个物质的形态的展示, 他们是对于我有不同。
For Krishna, there is no difference.
对 Krishna 并没有不同。
Therefore, sometimes, if Krishna acts on the principle of this ignorance, that for Krishna, it is Krishna.
因此有时候, 当 Krishna 是在这个愚昧的原则基础上行动, 对于 Krishna 来说, 那也是 Krishna.
Just like the for the electric engineer, if the whole energy is electricity, nothing. He has no distinction, this is cold and this is hot.
正如, 对发电工程师, 整个的产生的是电, 它并不做区别, 这是冷的, 这是热的。
This is the philosophy.
这是我们的哲学。
Matta eviti tana vidhi, natu, natta hang tesu temai. Everything is being generated. And the Vedanta Sutra confirms it. Janmadvasta jataha. Everything. That is the supreme truth. From where everything is emanating.
一切都是它产生的, 在Vedanta Sutra 中也证实了, Janmadvasta jataha. 那绝对真理便是那, 一切从他流言而出的。
That is supreme truth.
那是绝对真理。
So, what we are thinking bad, good, that is bad and good for me because I am conditioned.
因此当我们想这是好的,这是坏的, 那好或坏是对于我, 因为我是受局限的。
But because he is not conditioned, that was for him, there is no bad and good.
但因为他是不受局限的, 因此对他来说, 没有好或者坏。
It's not conditioned. I am conditioned, that's why I'm feeling heat and cold.
他不受局限, 我是受局限的, 因此我感到有热或者冷。
But because he is not conditioned, everything is all right for him.
但因为他不受局限, 一切事情对他来说都好。
So, such is Krishna.
Krishna 是这样的。
How Krishna has described himself as he is.
这里 Krishna 描述他自己。
But why we are not attracted to Krishna?
但是我们为什么不被吸引到 Krishna?
That is explained in the next. Trivi gunamayai bhavai revhi sarvamidam jagat mohitam nabhijanati Mami Bhaparamabhyam.
这是在这个世界中解释的。
Because their illusion by the intermixture of these three qualities.
因为他们是被这三种形态的混合所迷惑了。
Mohita, their illusion.
Mohita, 他们被迷惑了。
Prithi Gnoi Bhavi Revi Sarvam Idam Jagat. Idam Jagat, this material world is spread all over with these three gunas or three qualities of material nature.
Idam Jagat, 在这个物质世界里到处都是这三种guna，三种物质形态。
Now, from here, you can understand that the division of social order
从这里你可以理解社会阶层的划分。
As it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Chati Bandang Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasa, that the four division of human society is made by me.
正如不加梵歌中所证实的，在人类社会划分成四部分是我所造成的。
How it is that Guna Karma Vibhagasa, according to the material qualities and work,
怎么样呢？是 guna karma vibhaksha， 按照物质的形态和工作。
So in the Vedic literature in India, you find there are four divisions of human society: the Brahmin, the Kshatriya, the Vaishya, and the Sudra.
在伟大文献中，在印度你会发现，人类社会划分成四部分 ：Brahmana、Kshatriya、Vaishya 和 Sudra。
That is natural. That is not artificial.
那是自然的，那并不是人为的。
People misunderstand that Indians have created a caste system.
人们误以为印度人创造了种姓制度。
No, that caste system is everywhere, sir.
不，那种姓制度到处都是。
Sarvamidam jagat.
Sarvamidam jagat.
Not only India, all universe is being conducted by that process.
不仅仅印度，整个宇宙都受这种原则的指导。
Even here also you have got that caste system.
即便在这里，你们也有这种种姓制度。
Some of you are in the modes of goodness, some of you are in the modes of passion, some of you are in the modes of ignorance, and some of you are in the mixed quality.
你们中有些人在善良形态，有些人在愚昧形态，有些人在情欲形态，有些人是在混合的形态。
So that is prevailing all over the world.
在全世界都是这样。
And those who are in the modes of goodness, they are Brahmin.
而那些在善良形态中的人，他们是 Brahmana.
Name may be another thing.
名称可能是不同的。
You may say, this man is very intelligent, very moralist.
你可能会说，这个人他非常智慧，非常有道德。
That means he's a Brahmin.
那意味着他是个 Brahmin.
And this man is very good administrator. That means he's Kshatriya.
这个人是非常好的管理者，那意味着他是 Kshatriya.
This man is very good industrialist, merchant.
这个人是非常好的工业家、商人。
That means he's Vaishya.
那意味着他是 Vaishya.
This man is cannot do anything.
He is Sudra. 这个人什么都做不了，他是 Sudra.
So, Lord Krishna says, then the Trivi Gunamai Bhavi, by these three qualities, everywhere, all over the universe.
So Krishna 在这里说，由于通过这三种形态，这整个宇宙到处都。
You must know, whenever Krishna says something,It is nothing, limited.
你应该知道，当 Krishna 说事情的时候，那并不是有受限制的。
Universally true, he said.
他说的是普遍的真理。
When he says, Sarvajani Sukantya, he claims to be father of all living entities.
当他说 Sarvajani Sukantya, 他宣称是一切生物体的父亲。
In the animals, in the aquatics, in the trees, plants, worms, birds, beasts, this human being, that human being, all he creates.
即便是动物，是鱼类、树木、草、虫子、鸟、兽类，这个人、那个人，这一切他都宣称进去了。
He is the father of everyone.
他是每一个人的父亲。
Similarly, Trivi Gunamai Bhavi, Mohitang, Sarvina. The whole world is, I am to say, illusion, covered by this.Reactions of these three qualities.
同样在这里，这整个世界都是被这三种形态的相互作用所迷惑、所覆盖。
And we are under the spell of that illusion. Therefore, we cannot understand what is God.
而我们是被这种迷惑所迷住了，因此我们不能理解什么是神。
What is God? Trivignamai bhavai devhi sarvamidam jagat mohitam nabhijanati because they are now illusions under the spell of the intermixture of these three qualities. They cannot understand me, Krishna.
因为他们被迷惑了，被这三种形态的相互混合所迷住了，他们不能理解我 Krishna.
Mami bhav param abhyam, I am the supreme eternal being.They cannot understand.
我是自尊的永恒的生物，他们不能理解。
So this illusion, then what is the nature of this illusion? How it can be overcome? That is also explained here.
那么这种迷惑的本性是什么呢？怎么样能被克服呢？这在这里也解释了。
Devijisha gunami mahamaya dhrityaMami vaji prapadanti mayami tang tarantiti. You cannot do it by mental speculation. You cannot get rid of this entanglement of three qualities. It is not possible. It's very strong.
你不可能通过心智推敲做到这点。你不可能摆脱这三种形态的纠缠。这是不可能的。它非常强壮。
Don't you think how we are in the grip of the material nature?It is not possible.
你能够想说我们怎么样摆脱这物质自然的束缚吗？这不可能。
Devijisa gunami mama maya guna. Guna means this quality. And another meaning of guna is rope.
Guna 意思是这个形态。Guna 的另外一个意思是绳子。
Just like you have seen rope. One rope, two rope, three ropes. When three ropes are bound up, twisted in one.That becomes very strong.
正如有绳子，有一股绳子，两股绳子，如果有三股绳子绞在一起，变成一根绳子，那是非常强大的。
The guna means rope also.
Guna 也意味着绳子。
So we are tied up hands and feet with that rope of this quality three.
因此，我们的手和脚都被这三种形态的绳子捆绑住了。
You see, this is very difficult to get out of it.
挣扎出来是非常困难的。
Then, hopeless case, now, of no hopeless case.
那么是不是毫无希望了呢？不，不是毫无希望。
How can I get rid of it? Mami vaja prapadanti mayami tang tarantite. Anyone who surrenders unto me, he is at once free.
那么我怎么出来呢？任何一个皈依我的人，他立即便自由了。
Anyone who becomes Krishna conscious, by this way or that way, he becomes free.
如果一个人这样或那样的变得有 Krishna 知觉，他便自由了。
Thank you very much.
结束。